This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Yesterday's heat smashed a 115-year-old temperature record at Fort Smith and broke a 31-year-old record at Fayetteville. It was 111 in Fort Smith yesterday, 105 in Fayetteville. Triple digits throughout the remainder of this week throughout the state. Dateline Little Rock, where a federal judge won't allow a new trial requested by the convicted former chief financial officer of bankrupt affiliated Food Southwest. Alexander Martinez requested a new trial, saying jurors didn't spend enough time deliberating. He was convicted in June of conspiracy, bank fraud, and submitting false statements. Rogers, Arkansas, where authorities are investigating yesterday's fatal police shooting at a convenience store. Arkansas State Police say officers were called to the store yesterday. That's when a woman brandishing a knife threatened them. She died at the scene. Marmaduke, Arkansas, where the Greene County coroner says a Brooklyn man who died after an accident at a Marmaduke factory was electrocuted. 28-year-old Joshua Buchanan was working at American Railcar Industries when he was electrocuted on July 25th. His death is being investigated by federal workplace safety authorities. Future Fuel Chemical Company in Batesville is suing one of its former customers in U.S. District Court for damages in connection with unsold inventory, alleging the customer did not follow through with a purchase agreement. Future Fuel said it undertook a $1.5 million capital improvement project in 2008 to fill a contract order from its customer Lonza Incorporated of Allendale, New Jersey, and Lonza Group Limited of Switzerland. The lawsuit said the order was for 1,000 metric tons of the chemical dithoxymethane, and Lonza only bought 60 tons of it in 2009. The chemical, also known as glime, is a clear, colorless liquid ether that is used as a solvent. Future Fuel is suing Lonza for more than $3 million in damages. The Batesville company said it would not have moved forward with the capital improvements if it had not had a 2008 letter of intent from Lonza saying it would buy the product. Lonza is a supplier to the pharmaceutical, healthcare, and life science industries. One of Lonza's attorneys in Little Rock, Charles Schulenberger, said the company would deny the allegations in its court filings. Good police follow-up of two traffic accidents in Independence County resulted in drug-related charges. Deputy Michael Darr said he pulled over a couple in a vehicle that had left the turn signal on, with the driver acting suspicious. Darr said, in addition, they were in an area where recent thefts had occurred. An investigation found inside the vehicle a smoking device of glass, plastic baggies, digital scales, and a variety of pills and non-labeled bottles. Darr said a search of the woman's purse turned up another set of digital scales, more unlabeled pills as well. The couple was taken into custody. The 24-year-old man, identified by authorities as Brian Kelly Turner of Higdon, was charged with careless driving, possessing controlled substances, possessing an instrument of crime. The 33-year-old woman, identified as Sylvia A. Anderson of Pleasant Plains, was charged with possessing a controlled substance and possessing an instrument of crime. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.